Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CN2.
It is 8:39 here on this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 75 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Catherine Madden.
And Catherine's filling in for Ashley Lang. Ashley has the day off, so thank you so much, Catherine. Thank you so much for listening to us on the radio, on the app, and online. You're also watching us on CNTube. That's Comporium Cable Channel 102, in addition to all of your social media channels. Our friends from the White Rose City, from the city of York, they've made their way to Palmetto Mornings. We get an update about what's going on there in the capital seat here in the county. I think there's another way of saying it, but I always love to call it the capital seat. It is where all the business of the county is conducted. It's the city of York. We've got Rebecca Mestis, who makes sure that we're entertained, and Dalton Pierce is the city manager. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
So you like the introduction as the capital of the county.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, you know, York's the center of the universe, if you ask anybody. So look at it on a map, and it's center of the universe for sure. So
I refer to it as Western York County, but I've been corrected multiple times that it's actually the center of the county, if you really look at it.
Yep.
It's just that the western part is so big and vast.
Yep.
But that's why York was considered that's why York got York. Its name York County is because.
Right. Why don't we just shift it to the heart of York?
Okay,
oh,
do you like that?
I like that.
Yes.
I like
yeah.
it.
The heart.
Clover's
of
got love in the middle, so you get to be the heart.
That's
see?
Right.
The heart of York County.
That's right.
Well, when you visit the city of York, it's a lot of construction going on because you are a growing city. Is there some relief ahead of all these construction projects that have been underway?
Yeah, definitely. Our Liberty Street water line should wrap up here in the next 30 days, getting that taken care of, which, you know, that's inundated downtown in the heart of the city. So I'll play off of that one. And, you know, we have a lot of resurfacing going on around the city on the bypass. That's DOT's. They're handling those projects. But very thankful, you know, there are definitely some roads that could use some love. So we appreciate that. And a lot of commercial construction kicking off for us. So we're very excited. You know, for example, the QT gas station there at the corner of Alexander Love Bypass and Filbert Highway. We got a couple of others. Founders Federal Credit Union, they're set to open here the beginning of August, which I left town for a week last week and came back, and they had landscaping, signs, brick. I mean, had about everything you could imagine. Like, they did it overnight. So some other projects coming down the pipeline for us, but we're continuing to close out our capital projects. We're gearing up. I'll be giving my budget recommendation the end of next month, and then look to go move forward with first reading in beginning of September, and then second reading and adoption public hearing September middle end of September. So a lot of moving parts right now, and I'm hiring for three directors, a planning director, a public works director, and a public utilities director. So on that merry-go-round at the moment.
Roughly, what is your budget amount typically?
It's probably going to land this year somewhere around $54 million. I think it'll definitely stay north of 50. So
okay. All right. So we'll continue to follow that process. And again, the city of York, and there's another city that you all don't do the operating year from July 1st through June 30th.
Right. So we do September, or excuse me, October 1 to September 30th. I know that Tiga K, I think, was one of those, yeah. But they're actually going to change that. They're going to do something a little bit different and get on that July 1 to June 30th from what I've understood. But, you know, for us, you know, little different song, same dance. So,
I know you did not create that schedule, but why is it typical that cities would not do July 1st through June 30th? Like, what was the...
You know, you'd have to look back in the charter. It might have been that way, you know, kind of following. That's the federal fiscal year, so there could have been some correlation there. But, you know, for example, in a prior stop in my career, we actually went from April 1st to March 30th.
Okay. Just whatever the dial ends or and when you
yeah,
spin it, that's just where it happens.
Still 12 months. So,
yeah, there you go. It's just broken up a little different, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, you got some good news from your city council. It looks like you're going to be staying with us here in the city of York for a couple more years.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, had a performance review earlier in June, and my contract was coming up this fall, and council took that initiative. And, you know, I'm very grateful and thankful that they believe in me. And obviously, it takes all of my staff staff. You know, it's more them than me, but thank them. And, you know, they actually signed a 5-year contract, so I'm grateful for that. And there's a lot of things I want to see through there in the city, and it's great. I'm on the journey to start a family with my beautiful wife, so, you know, I definitely don't want to start over again, and that's not the reason. But, you know, just having some stability and really being able to settle in and continue to let the White Rose City blossom with a little bit of water and guidance. So very, very appreciative of my council.
How is that hotel coming along?
It's coming along. They've got a lot of the dirt out of the way. They're dealing with the footers right now. So, you know, they're working their way through. A lot of rain kind of held them up, but now, you know, it's been so hot and dry. No, they've made the tie-ins for water and sewer as far as that goes, and still doing some private utility coordination, but they are continuing to move forward. No lulls there.
And the anticipation or the anticipated opening is when roughly?
Q4 of 2026 or no later than Q1 of 2027. So they've got everything they need as far as their contractor and subs and everything. So they're still doing all the civil site work right now. And hopefully to get them vertical by the end of the year would be great. So
the unfun part, because people just want to see that beautiful hotel, but we've got to have water and sewer and electricity. It's a must.
Right. It is. It is. So.
Well, we go from the facts to the fun because we have Becky Mestis here, and you're going to tell us a little bit about something that's a month from today.
A month from today, Summerfest, usually the hottest weekend of the year. You know, we like to keep everybody on their toes, keep you sweating. But yes, we've got 3 stages, lots of entertainment. The day before, we actually have the York Summerfest Golf Tournament, which Dalton can attest is also a nice, hot, sweaty day as well.
It is. You play golf, Dalton?
A little bit. I dabble in it. I dabble. Just a little bit.
Okay. All right. Blonde moment.
I'm joking. No, that's okay. Hopefully, I was a great actor to pull it off and a great co-star. But no, we joke a lot about Dalton and his love of golf. But it's a great game.
It is.
For
it
sure.
Is
but he's game. Well, we're saying that because he does have a Masters polo on. Is there any spots still left for the golf tournament?
Yes, spots still left for the golf tournament. If you are interested in being a vendor, you need for Summerfest, the actual day, you need to get that application in because it closes on Friday. So we are getting to down to the wire for this one. But hours are 10 to 5. And of course, it's in downtown York. We've got shuttles from the high school and the middle school. So we work really well with the York School District. And also want to give a shout out to our presenting sponsor, Comporium. So we appreciate their support year after year.
What new stuff can we, is there anything new that we can expect that you guys are featuring or people can enjoy?
So we have some new fun surprises in the kids zone. We've got some interesting, it's not a carnival per se, but there's some fun water type activities and a water wheel. So I think the kiddos are going to enjoy being in the kids zone. Maybe the adults as well.
I was going to say, with the name Summerfest and how hot it's been, yeah. I'm sure the adults will also love that a new attraction. What's so great about Summerfest? It is your example of what a community event is all about, right? So when Hollywood wants to film a community gathering, a community carnival, whatever you want to do, this is what I picture. I picture like the overhead cameras zooming in through the city because York is so condensed and so bite-sizable that it's not too big, it's not too small, it's just the right size. I always picture it like this should be the opening scene in a Hollywood movie, which is fantastic. Maybe you should call it Coolville or Coolfest.
Cool Fest.
Maybe
yeah.
So. But it's also a great way to kind of signal, it's like the end of summer because the following week you have, Labor Day, which officially, in air quotes, is the end of the summer season as we transition into the fall. So go ahead, if you're a vendor, they need you now. If you just want to come out there and support the City of York, put that on your calendar. Let's give the date and time again.
Saturday, August 23rd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Perfect. And then beyond that, anything else going on, even activity-wise or sports-wise in the City of York?
So we have a concert tomorrow evening, a summer concert series, and then we finish the concert series out on Thursday, August the 7th with a jazz band. Tomorrow we've got the 70s groove machine.
Okay, so that's Thursday, July the 24th. Time and location there?
7 p.m. to 10 p.m. at our City Park Amphitheater.
Perfect. All right.
And the splash pad will be open?
Splash pad will be open.
So they can cool down, the kiddos.
That was another great investment there in the city of York, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
People love that. And adults as well. Sure. I've seen the pictures. Yes. All right. Well, that's an update real quick from the city of York. We certainly appreciate it. Rebecca Mestis and Dalton Pierce. It's 8:49 on